set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this absolutely terrific Thursday, October 16th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Totally apologize for the technical difficulties we had this morning. For some reason, automation chose to replay Tuesday's interview with Dave Ajima. So evidently, the radio gods and the automation computer felt you needed to hear it again. As I'm still working on putting together that YouTube video, a lot of people have texted me YouTube wanting that video of the interview with Dave Ajima we did on Tuesday. Great interview. Dave hit it out of the park, filled up the entire third hour with some really good historical information, background from his life experiences, things that he was told by former Muslims who have now converted to Christianity. Great interview. Again, I'm working on the YouTube video. I hope, pray that I can get it done this afternoon. Still having some issues with the photographs. The audio track has been edited down. I've removed the commercials, the news, which, by the way, we're stuck on, I believe, Monday's news and sports. So I apologize for that as well. Send message this morning to our engineer. Hopefully we can get it done, resolved, fixed here shortly. But bottom line, we have a lot of information to share with you today. Major developments with the president. Big day tomorrow, as President Zelensky is coming to the White House. Donald Trump has thrown down some threats, basically toward Putin and Russia. He's also putting pressure on Europe and other countries not to buy any oil, energy from Russia. Supposedly tomorrow's meeting is going to be a direct conversation with President Zelensky. I will provide the Tomahawk missiles, but you must hit these targets. You are not to hit citizens of Russia. You are not to do anything that will harm the citizens in any way, shape, or form. But we're going to go after their oil refineries. We're going to go after their energy production facilities. We're going to take his capability completely out. Now, Russia has threatened that if Donald Trump in the United States provides those missiles to Ukraine, that they will take that as aggression by the United States, somewhat threatening war with the United States. Well, Donald Trump isn't buying their bluff and is going to have that meeting with Zelensky in the Oval Office tomorrow. Well, all kinds of stories are erupting everywhere. Of course, the Democrats are whining about the federal government shutdown. Donald Trump is firing federal employees and shutting down bureaucratic agencies. This is a very interesting time in our country's history, and we have all the stories pulled up. We also have some things from Lansing, post-budget, certain legislative issues, bills, different agendas are being pushed as we enter into basically the last month of any real legislative session. Between today, Thursday, them being in Lansing, and then heading into the break. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Thursday. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Let me get to these text messages. Patriot Rod down in Lake County, I hope Trump realizes that would be an act of war. Is it really? Providing Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine to use against oil production refinery sites in Russia? I'm not so sure. This war has been between Ukraine and Russia. President Zelensky, Putin, the two countries at war. Allies, for example, China, continues to buy Russian oil. Other countries buying oil from Russia. Europe was buying oil from Russia until Trump said, knock it off. So I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. Now, one of the other things that we're looking at here, how will this play out on the world stage? Let's think about this. We're basically 9.5 months of his presidency. Donald Trump has stopped, put an end to 8 different wars. Coming off of the biggest success, the peace deal in the Middle East. Donald Trump ran on getting elected president. I will end the war in 3 days between Ukraine and Russia. This thing's still going on, 9.5 months into his term. And here's the real problem. This is the real problem. Ukraine is at the mercy of Donald Trump. When we create a peace deal, you will sign it. If not, no more aid, no more military aid, no more dollars coming from America to your country. We're cutting it off. So that's how he's going to get Zelensky to do whatever basically he wants Zelensky and Ukraine to do. On the Russian side, I'm going to shut down your oil production. I'm going to shut down your ability to sell energy. You're not going to have the funds to continue fighting this war, and you'll probably cripple your economy. I'm done playing games with these world leaders, is what Donald Trump's going to say. I would if I was Donald Trump. Enough is enough. We're done with the killing. We're done with the absolute destroying of infrastructure. Did you guys see the pictures in Gaza where these people that have been misplaced because of the war are coming back walking to their homes? Have you seen the pictures, the film on the news of what they're returning to? Their homes are gone. All the buildings in their neighborhood completely bombed to smithereens. There are no homes. There are no businesses. But Donald Trump, working with Israel and others, probably mostly funds coming from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, United Arab Emirates, the entire Middle East, throwing 50, 60 billion with a B dollars to go in there and just absolutely land balance Gaza. They've got to come in with trucks and dumpsters and haulers, loaders, bulldozers, earth moving machines. They have got to scrape the entire country into haulers and dumpsters and take it away. Where they're going to put it, I have no idea. And completely rebuild that entire geographical area known as Gaza Strip. Turn off the gas, the water, the sewer, whatever they got. Cap everything, turn it off, shut down the electric grid, and just bulldoze the whole thing. Rebuild it from the ground up. This is what Donald Trump's vision is. This is what he said he is willing to supervise. He's a builder. He's a developer. They probably have architects drawing up buildings as we speak. But first, Hamas has got to surrender their weapons and return all of the remains of those dead bodies. They're at that phase right now. And Trump has already said, if they don't surrender their weapons, we will take care of it. Meaning, basically, he's going to kill them. Between Israeli military, IDF coming in, and just forget the ceasefire. We are going after the Hamas leaders that are still holding on to their weapons, and we're taking them out. We're going to carry out this peace deal one way or another. If it means we have to back up a step or two, they will. The living hostages, what, 20 of them, are back with their families. Now they're getting bodies. Some of them they don't even believe are the real bodies of the Israeli citizens. And then they have to surrender their arms, which now they're saying they're not willing to do. Okay, well, let's back up before the ceasefire. Let's re-engage. Because you're going to give up your weapons. I know this is inhumane. But if I was Bibi Netanyahu, for what they did on October 7th, the attacks, the killing, the beheading, the raping of their women in front of their children, then holding them as sex slaves, prisoners for 2 years. You know, the 1,952 Hamas prisoners they were holding? Well, the peace deal said they had to release them. After the ceasefire, after the hostages are returned, you got to give us back the prisoners. No problem. Prisoner number one, step up. Put your hands on the table, fingers straight out. Chop off the fingers, chop off the thumbs, cauterize it, wrap it with antibiotic wrappings, and send them back. Number two, step forward. No fingers, no thumbs, cauterized, antiseptic, bandages applied. Number three. Yeah, I'll send you back your 1952 absolute terrorists. They're coming back with no fingers and no thumbs. They're still alive. We cauterized the amputation of the fingers and thumbs, and you get them back. But they can never pull a trigger. They can never throw a grenade. They might be able to with stubs, but they are never going to pull a trigger ever again. There you go. There's your 1,952 prisoners. Sadistic, barbaric, you dang right. Based on what they did to Israel on October 7th, 2023, yeah. Here you go. Never said we were going to send them back fully intact. We just said we'll send them back. Breathing. This is war, people. This is despicable. What they did to Israel on October 7th, can you imagine your house, your community, your county? Terrorists coming in with weapons, RPGs, coming in with machetes and guns kicking in your front door, killing you, the husband, after you sat there and was forced to watch them raping your wife in front of your children, and then chopping the head off of the dad and taking the wife and the kids as prisoners. It's barbaric. Absolutely. Well, Trucker, you're not a Christian if you're talking about cutting off the fingers and thumbs of 1,952 prisoners, Hamas prisoners, before you send them back. An eye for an eye. Sorry, dude. It's in God's word. You fight fire with fire. There's only one thing these people understand. I'm stronger than you. You know why Hamas is even agreeing to this deal right now? Because they are so weak. So many of their soldiers have been killed. So many of their weapons have been destroyed because of what Israel's defense fighters have done to them. That's the only reason Hamas is even willing to negotiate at this point. And now they're saying they're not going to give back all the remains. They're not going to surrender their weapons. Okay, maybe we haven't made you weak enough yet. I can guarantee you every single one of those 1,952 prisoners are re-engaging as we speak. They're getting their hands on AK-47s from Russia, the Taliban, Iran, wherever they can get them from, China, that doesn't matter. They're re-engaging. We honestly believe that we're going to give back 1,952 prisoners and they're going to go home and play nice? Did you not listen to Dave Ajima's interview? They're not going to play nice. This is absolutely war. It will be war until one thing happens. Jesus Christ comes back. The Prince of Peace is going to put an end to all of it. Then we will have peace in the world. But until then, they can sign all the deals they want. They're not going to agree to them. They can go in there and try to rebuild Gaza Strip. All they're going to do is bomb it again. You've got to put an end to their machine. You got to wipe out their soldiers. You got to take the weapons. You got to destroy them militarily. They were almost there. But Trump said, when you bombed Qatar, that was a no-no. We got to put an end to this thing now. Because Trump doesn't want Qatar and other Middle Eastern countries that he built a rapport with earlier this year to be destroyed by what Bibi Netanyahu and the Israeli military does in the Middle East. It's that simple.